Look at verse 3 again, because I want you to see this. This is right at the front of this psalm, but this is what David says. He says, life is good. God is better. Because your loving kindness is better than life. Now, the comparative degree means that life is good, but God is better. But it doesn't say life is bad. Life is good. Now, there's something all of us can relate to and decide upon. David states life is good. Now, most of us would agree. In reality, life is so good that most people cling to it with a tenacity that surpasses every other desire. We'll do anything to save ourselves from death, humanly speaking. At gunpoint, we give up every dollar we have to not be killed. With cancer, we'll agree to the most painful surgical procedures to try and stave off cancer's advance, to the point of amputating parts of our body, if that will give us hope of more days to live. Life is good. We'll do anything to get a little more of it. In fact, Satan's assessment of Job reminds us this has always been the case with humans. Job 2:4, Satan said to the Lord, skin for skin, all a man has he'll give for his life. That's where we are. So for almost every person on this planet, our life is our most precious and treasured possession. But this verse tells us life is good. God made it wonderful, but God is better. Why? Because no matter how much we guard our lives, no matter how carefully we structure our diet and our exercise and our aerobic pursuits, we can't hold on to life. Life is fleeting. But our body will wear out and get ravaged by a disease or trauma. Our life can be lost. Our body will die. Life, as good as it is, will end. But David said, God will never end. His love will never fade or get traumatized or diseased. David says God is better because his loving kindness, verse 3, that means his faithful, steady, unwavering love is better than life, which is fleeting. When we stop and think about it, isn't it hard to believe that we neglect and spend so little time cultivating something that's better than life? You can relate to how much we guard our own individual lives. But God is better. But we guard, spend the majority of our time pursuing, protecting, and seeking and prolonging that which is distant second. I encourage you to decide you want to start enjoying God. God offers endless satisfaction, completion on a supreme level for each of us to enjoy and to enlarge on a daily basis. We need to pause and, like David, with our lips, our tongue, our mouth, our mind, and will express how much we want to just enjoy the Lord himself right now. You know, when I'm riding around or sitting in my study, sometimes I'm struck by thoughts like these. And when I'm struck by thoughts like these, I often, it's just so embarrassing, break out in song. I mean, it's amazing. Whether I'm in my study before my Bible or riding in the car listening to the dramatized Bible on my iPod or walking and meditating on my verses, I just right then start singing when I get to the point when I think about how great is God. And I want to seek Him. And I want to train myself that I want to seek Him more than anything else. Let's...